Missionary effort, the highest training. The Lord will surely bless all who seek to bless others. The school is to be so conducted that teachers and students will be continually increasing in power through the faithful use of the talents given them. By faithfully putting to a practical use that which they have learned, they will constantly increase in wisdom and knowledge. We are to learn from the Book of Books the principles upon which we are to live and labor. By consecrating all our God-given abilities to Him who has the first right to them, we may make precious everything that is worthy of our attention. When entered upon with this spirit, the missionary work becomes an elevating and uplifting work, both to the laborer and to the person helped. Let everyone who claims to be a child of the heavenly King seek constantly to represent the principles of the kingdom of God. Let each remember that in word, in spirit, and in works, he is to be loyal and true to all the precepts and commandments of the Lord. We are to be faithful, trustworthy subjects of the kingdom of Christ, that those who are worldly wise may have a true representation of the riches, the goodness, the mercy, the tenderness, and the courtesy of the manners of the citizens of the kingdom of God. The students who will get the most good out of life are those who will live the word of God in their connections and dealings with their fellow men. Those who receive to give will feel the greatest satisfaction in this life. The members of the human family who live for themselves are always in want, for they are never satisfied. There is no Christianity in shutting up our sympathies to our own selfish hearts. We are to bring the brightness and the blessing into the lives of others, thus doing a good and holy work. The Lord has ordained channels through which He lets flow His goodness, mercy, and truth. And we are to be co-workers with Jesus Christ in communicating to others practical wisdom and benevolence. If the Avondale School becomes what the Lord is seeking to make it, the missionary effort of teachers and students will bear fruit. Both in the school and outside, there will be willing subjects brought to allegiance to God. The rebellion which took place in heaven under the power of a lie, and the deception which led Adam and Eve to disobey, opened the floodgates of woe upon our world, and all who believe in Christ may become sons and daughters of God, and laborers together with Him, that restoration may take place through the truth. The truth, peculiar in its working power, is adapted to the minds and hearts of the wandering sheep. Through its influence, they may be brought back to the fold. Whatever may be the position or possessions of any individual who has the knowledge of the truth, the Word of God teaches him that all that he has, he holds in trust. It is lent him to test his character. His worldly business in all its lines, his talents, his income, his opportunities, are all to be accounted for to him to whom he belongs by creation and redemption. When he uses every precious talent in carrying forward God's great work of education, when he strives to obtain the very best knowledge of how to be useful, how to labor for the salvation of souls ready to perish, God's blessing will surely attend his efforts. God bestows his gifts upon us that we may minister to others and thus become like him. Those who receive his gifts that they may impart to others become like Jesus Christ. It is in helping and uplifting others that we become ennobled and purified. This is the work that causes glory to flow back to God. We must become intelligent upon these points. Our souls must be purified of selfishness, for God desires to use His people as representatives of the heavenly kingdom. Our school must be conducted under the supervision of God. There is a work to be done for young men and young women that is not yet accomplished. There are much larger numbers of young people who need to have the advantages of our school. They need the manual training course that will teach them how to lead an active, energetic life. All kinds of labor must be connected with our school. Under wise, judicious, God-fearing directors, the students are to be taught. Every branch of the work is to be conducted on the most thorough and systematic lines that long experience and wisdom can plan and execute.
Let the teachers in our school wake up and impart knowledge they have in agricultural lines and in the industries that it is essential for the students to understand. Seek in every line of labor to reach the very best results. Let the science of the Word of God be brought into the work, that the students may understand correct principles and may reach the highest possible standard. Exert your God-given abilities and bring all your energies into the development of the Lord's farm. Study and labor, that the best results and the greatest returns may come from the seed sowing, that there may be an abundant supply of food, both temporal and spiritual, for the larger number of students that shall be gathered in to attend the school.